Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Richard Urban Show. I am your host, Richard Urban, coming to you from historic Harpersbury, West Virginia. Tonight's episode is Supreme Court Passes on Defending First Amendment Rights. Let's dive in. The Supreme Court decided on Tuesday, May 27th, not to rule in a case where Middleborough School District prohibited Liam Morrison from wearing shirts that read, "There are only two genders," and after his first punishment, "There are only censored genders." First Circuit Chief Judge David Barron, previously a Justice Department lawyer known for secretly advising the president who later nominated him, that Barack Obama could legally kill Americans by drone strike, have portrayed the issue as a matter of judicial deference. So the Middleborough School District, according to the lower court, is not violating Liam Morrison's rights by prohibiting from wearing shirts that say there are only two genders. And now the Supreme Court has also weighed in or not weighed in on the fact that there are parents who made these hats and that say XX for the female's chromosomes and XY underneath to honor the dads that wanted to also support their daughters at the games. So this is crazy. This is insane. The Supreme Court is not standing for First Amendment rights. The Supreme Court has become unsupreme. They've punted on a number of other things like immigration cases where they kicked them down to the lower courts where they didn't want to decide the difficult decisions like that President Trump, or not so difficult really, could have the authority to remove illegal alien criminals from our country. You think that was a no-brainer. So how could they do this? I mean, Republican attorneys generals, including from right here in West Virginia, filed briefs to support, of course, free speech. But somehow there in Massachusetts, in Middleborough School District, through some twisted logic, even though the case was mentioned or revolves around a previous case some 50 years ago about wearing black armbands against the Vietnam War, that somehow that isn't a right of students to have their First Amendment free speech right. The lower court said Tinker, that was the decision I mentioned from 50 years ago, doesn't protect expressions that assertedly demeans characteristics of personal identity, such as race, sex, religion, or sexual orientation, even if done passively, silently, without mentioning any specific students. Well, wait a minute here. Okay, personal identity. Race, okay, you can't really change your race. Sex, well, I thought you couldn't change your sex, but I guess this judge thinks you can. Religion, okay. Or sexual orientation. Wait a minute. Sexual orientation isn't the same as race. That's kind of like the whole idea that civil rights apply to people who are homosexual or say they're homosexual. No, that's not a civil right. So this is insane. So the court, I guess, has become basically the court of public opinion, or maybe the court of people who are loud and obnoxious opinion, because a great majority of people in the United States, I'm 100% sure, agree with freedom of speech. So now you can't say that there are only two genders? Really? You can't wear a shirt or hat that says XX for the female chromosomes at a sports game, or can't step on the school properties in Middleborough public schools? Really? That doesn't sound like free speech to me. this the Supreme Court isn't so supreme anymore, if it ever was. This is crazy. So I just wanted to talk about this. Wow, I don't know, other than people like me talking about it and a lot of other people, I'm not sure what can be done. Of course, the court needs to take this. And so Justices Alito and Thomas rightly panned the failure of the court to take this case. So this is like a crazy attack on free speech. And so just as the Dobbs ruling, it mentions here in this article on Just the News, sent abortion cases back to the states where there's been a lot of contention and a lot of damage done. Now they're trying to send free speech back to the states. That's one of our most fundamental and basic rights. So the Supreme Court really needs to rethink this and really step up and get some cojones and do what the heck they're supposed to do. They don't want to rule on whether or not there's only one gender. What is this, the Supreme Court of, I don't know. It's not a Supreme Court. This is crazy. So this needs to be reversed, and there needs to be free speech rights. What's more fundamental? Of course, we've seen a lot of attacks. What happened to the free speech of those who were during Biden's reign, of say, who were protesting the January 6th election? It became a crime to even say that there was anything wrong. That's crazy, too. Insane. Like, even if there wasn't anything wrong with the election, which, as myself and hundreds and thousands of others have pointed out repeatedly, there was a lot wrong, you still have a right to say that there was election fraud. So this is a very serious thing, and I just want to speak on it and get your attention to this, that this really needs the attention of everyone to protect our free speech rights. So today's episode has been on Supreme Court passes on defending First Amendment rights. And I hope you enjoyed this. Do please like, share, do speak out, do talk about it, do share it. And let's make sure we protect our God-given rights of freedom of speech. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming from historic Harpers Ferry. Do be blessed, and we will see you next week.